Good morning, Briarcliff. Gosh, it's good to see you all this morning. Summer is coming to a close, and I know we have a number of you here for the first time. Why don't you just welcome those who are here for the first time? Would you do that? Great to have you all here. And see those empty spots this morning? They're at Branson this morning, or vacation someplace. I don't know, but they'll be back. This is kind of the last weekend before school starts, and so just a ton are somewhere out there, and we're praying that faith they find their way back. But anyway, we're looking forward to all the days ahead, and we'll be talking about that some this morning. When our first child, our daughter, was born, it's kind of foggy, but I still remember most of it. I remember all of a sudden, I just was overwhelmed by getting ready. And how do we get ready? I'm an only child. I had no idea what it was to have a new child in the house. And all of a sudden, I thought, there's a lot of things to get ready. And at that time, we lived in a little apartment above a garage and drove a little Volkswagen. And I thought, well, first of all, our house isn't big enough, and we could never package that daughter up in this little Volkswagen to take home. So I borrowed my brother-in-law's car, which was a brand new car. He was a good brother-in-law, and borrowed this new car, and because I didn't think I could, you know, she might break on the way home in this little old Volkswagen. And so I got a new car to bring home. And then while Charlene was in the hospital, I moved to another location and got a house. Wasn't much of one, but got a house at least. And I thought, boy, this getting ready for a baby is something else. And all of you understand that. You know, you start getting ready. The moment that you get surprised that we're going to have a baby, I was surprised. And then on from there, getting ready is an amazing thing. It's an amazing journey. The scripture this morning is that Isaiah the prophet is saying, get ready, get ready. In fact, let me just look at it with you. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1. He says, sing, O childless woman, you have never given birth. Break into a loud, joyful song, O Jerusalem, for you have never been in labor. And you're going to have a lot of kids. Get ready. Get ready. He was just saying, they've been in Babylon. They disobeyed God, kind of snubbed God. And they were taken captive to Babylon. Now Isaiah is saying, get ready. Get ready. Because all those people in Babylon, they're going to be coming home. So get ready. Preparing for those yet to come. I really appreciate and thank you so much for the way that you continue to prepare for those yet to come. For example, how many of you were attending Briarcliff for the last 4 years? Let's see your hands. How many of you have been attending Briarcliff the last 4 years? Not too many of you. How about you started attending the last 3 years? Okay. The last 2 years? How many of you have just started attending this last year? How many of you know that you're here this morning? I got to think about that. Every year, that you've been willing to say, okay, let's get ready for those yet to come. I wish you could get into the excitement of our leaders, especially around children and preschool and students, and preparing for those yet to come. When we started at Briarcliff, I had sort of mixed feelings. We had no children whatsoever. And I felt a little sad about that. But then I was a little anxious, too, because I thought if one showed, what would we do if one of them shows up today? We don't have any place for them or anything. So we had none. And now, in the last couple of years, by far the